Dear brother and sister, masters, when they come here to dwell in us love of God. When they leave this chain of the earth, these formations come into being, the main purpose of which is that many people may derive benefit from the formations in which practical people would guide them to love God. The purpose of joining any religion is what? We should love God. He is the creator of all creation, universe. He dwells in every heart. But here, there, somewhere He is manifest too. So where He is manifest, that is called world made flesh. So long as they are amongst us, they are overflowing with the love of God, and by radiation too we have something to start with. And they give us also how to contact with God and have love for Him. You find there so many, we follow so many religions. All of them, they love God, they worship God. But God is the same one. It is not that Hindus have got another God, or Christians some other God, or Mohammedans some other God. God is one and the same. And the same we do love. And this we are told by all masters who came in the past. So there are thousands of people, you see, amongst all religions, main purpose is to know God. So we are all lovers and devotees of a higher power, called by so many names. These names are given by us for God, as I explained to you yesterday. So thousands of lovers there are, but the beloved is one for all, is it not? You got, Krishna have got another God to love him, and others have got another. No, there is only one God. He whom we desire is the beloved of the whole world, and the one God of all men. Not specifically for one religion or the other, not monopoly of any sect, religion or the other. He is for all. And we are of the same essence as that of God, and we have to unite Him. Ever since we have been separated, we have forgotten Him, truly speaking. Because we are under great delusion, as I explained to you the other day. So God is one for man, for all creation, and all the devotees have the desire to meet that very same one God, is it not? Those who really desire Him are truly speaking His true relatives. Yes? So those who love God, they're all joined in true relation to God, isn't it? And that person who tells us about Him, about God, I mean, truly He is our brother and our friend. So He joins us in such a relation with God. He unites us with God and joins us in such a relation which cannot be broken in this world and the world hereafter. So within each master soul, there's one thing. How can we derive benefit from such master souls? Our world-made adept, world-made flesh. So within each master soul, you find this great devotion for its guru. And without this devotion, none can have realization. You see, because the master of this, he has seen God. You see? And we have not yet seen God. So we can only have devotion to God when we see Him. Until we see that world made flesh before us. So Christ told His followers, I am the vine. He are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him. The same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. So there are branches, a fruit-growing tree. He is there and the branches are embedded with the tree. They can bear forth fruit. If you cut off the branches, then they cannot bear fruit. The purpose of God is manifested in Him. And when you are attached, joined to Him, naturally that love will flow to you. Those are not one with the Master, they are not at that privilege. So devotee cannot do without the Guru, to this effect. A child cannot do without the mother when born, he wants milk. It's the mother who gives him milk. So it means that as long as one is not truly joined to one's Guru or Master, one cannot be his devotee. And furthermore, cannot become a true devotee of the Lord. Although we do not see God, but we see reflections in the Master, in the Guru. And we have some reflections also. As it is, for instance, the storm has ever been strength. We have not seen the strength, but the man who has got that strength, we do see him. That strength radiates from the Rashtra. You see? So Guru precedes God. For we have not yet seen God, and we must become as subtle, as fine as He is. You can know me. He is the subtlest of the subtlest. Unless you become so much subtle as He is, only then you can know God, see God. So for that reason, to enable so, to do so, each man has looked from his own level, you see. So our eyes are, you see, physical. Now in the air, because air is subtle, our eyes are physical. Now you see there's nothing in the atmosphere, because either our eyes be so subtle as air it is, or whatever in the air that is magnified to come up to our level of eyes, only that can you see, is it not? Take the example of a microscope. So if you see through it, that magnifies everything for 700 times more. If you see through it, you will find the atmosphere full of tiny microbes, which even now exist, but we do not see. So the eye has not got the ability to perceive those subtle expressions of life. Similarly, God is as subtle, subtlest as the subtle, as high as He is. If He raise ourselves to that level, only we are able to see Him, not before. So if man is not as high as God, then what is his first step? A guru precedes God. For God manifests in the guru. And from man's level, he therefore comes before God. From the level of man, who is better? Because in Hindu God is manifest, we are. It is there but not manifest. So naturally we are drawn to that. Master, God sends such like masters in which He manifests Himself for the guidance of others where He is not manifest. So God, He is God-man, God plus man. Because God is manifest in Him. If a disciple truly becomes a guru-man, he also becomes God-man. You follow me? So God-man is God plus man, God in man, or man in God. And you become God-man. Disciple becomes a guru-man. Naturally you become God-man. So unless one sees, how can one meditate upon it? How can a person put all his attention on that which he has not seen? So firstly, devotion to the Guru is very necessary. That's the first step. Guru Bhakti, devotion to the Guru. Guru is God in man. Manifest is God in man. Word made flesh. So first step comes to that. Mind that, what is Guru? Our Master. So the Guru is not the body, mind. The Guru is the God in Him which is manifest. What is word made flesh. Guru Nanak asked, who is your Guru? He said, Shabd Guru. My Guru is Shabd. Shabd is God water, you know. God is a Shabd. When He came to expression, that is called Shabd, and that is called of all creation. God is wordless. When it came into being, into expression, into manifestation, that is called Word. In the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, and Word was God. And the whole creation came into being after that. So what is Word made flesh? You see? That comes first to guide the man, hear the Word within you. He can manifest that very Word within each man, which is now not manifest. So what is the first step is, Guru precedes God, for God is manifest in the Guru, and from man's level, He therefore comes before God. He is God-man, God plus man. If a disciple truly becomes a Guru-man, he also becomes God-man. So unless one sees, how can one meditate upon Him? How can a person put all his attention on that which he has not seen? Can you think of what you have not seen? People say, we meditate on God. What God whom you have not seen? Without seeing, how can you meditate on Him? So masters come to that word is made manifest within you. The outer expression of the soul is attention. It is now identified with the body and all outside. So much so we have forgotten. We cannot differentiate ourselves from the body or from the world. So master or guru, what does he do? He withdraws our attention from all outside and from the body below, raises us to the eye level, which is the seat of the soul in the body, from where we live in the body below. So he helps, you see. So that power is the Guru. World made friends. Kabir was asked, where is your Guru? He said, my Guru is above the eye level, it is seen, not before. So he is not the body, he manifests in body. So main thing is then, Guru is that power which is manifesting upon a human bowl, and as such, is never born, never dies. Body does live. One bulb is fueled, the other bulb is put out. The light in him is the Guru. This is a point very subtle to be understood clearly. So unless all masters have taken up the body and then left it, and we must also do the same. So Guru is not the body and the disciple is not the body. Is not the body. Disciple is conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, and Guru, that consciousness is manifested in him. And that power, what works through the physical form, never dies. So Brahma speaks through the body. Without the body, what can Brahma say? We are at the human level. If God speaks from above, from the higher heavens, you think, do you believe in anything? He is mud, he needs some body to work so. For the guidance of those who are having bodies. But the pole to which he is manifesting is also irrespective, the cardinal Guru. Sri Krishna analyzing the Guru in man. We respect him as such. All the same, the Guru also conscious that he is. That power is in him, in the Guru. So never, any master never said that I am the Guru. He said God is the Guru. God does it, my master does it. So, the pole to which he is manifesting is also called the Guru, because he is manifesting there. Devotion must of necessity start with the body. Whom you are not seeing, how can you have any devotion for him? Here is a bulb, see light. If there is no bulb, then can you have love for our devotion for the light? No. So my purpose is to submit like that. Through the Guru, that power is radiating. That is working through him. You know, eyes are the windows of the soul, through which our soul peeps out. So in Master, his life, you see, we see in him a glimpse of what is manifesting in his eyes, look into his eyes. In whatever color, in whatever that soul behind, in the average man also, that radiates that thing within him. Is a man industrious? Excuse me, he radiates lust. He is loving, then he radiates love. If he is anger, then he radiates anger. Out of the abundance of power, man's face. So eyes are the windows of the soul through which the soul peeps out. If a soul is intoxicated with God, that is that intoxication will radiate. Those glimpses of the Master raises you up to understand some higher power is there. So this raises us to a higher level. Our Master used to say, you to people who wait to him at his feet, no, what is there? I'm up, look at me. Now there are two things, you see, he used to see a Master, you see. Everybody sees Master. There are so many Masters came into the world. What the people treated him, you know? They never spoke of him. One of the disciples of Christ also betrayed him. They also looked at Christ. Similarly, the Master came, people, very few who derived full benefit of the Master. So looking around won't do. Looking is just look into the eyes where that light is radiated, that will raise your soul up. That will give you an infection. This one is only meeting, one is just identifying oneself with him. We are soul to be identified, the soul radiating through the eyes of the Master. So it is said that if you look into the eyes of others, the higher intoxicated radiation will raise you up. And you are all sins to the Master. So the importance of this Guru. As I told you, God can have manifest without a body. And to teach other people, the men who are in the body, he must go through somebody. And that power manifesting in him, that radiates through eyes. So that means what you know? Just radiate it. Look into the eyes which are the radiating that divinity, that intoxication with which his soul is imbued. That is why I say one third is learned by the word of mouth and two third by receptivity. That comes only when you have full loving devotion. When nothing remains between you and the Master. You think Master has a body, what will you gain? That is what Kabir says, you think the Master has a body, well, he will go to the lower place, lower forms of body. So, bhakti or devotion to the Guru has been stressed by all Masters who came so far. That's the first step. To have the two-thirds of these teachings which they come to give. Christ taught the same thing. I quote to you, I am the vine, thou art the branches. If the branches are embedded in the vine, they bear fruit, full fruit. So he said, you cannot do without me. Mark the words. All Masters said so. Saint Paul echoed this very thing when he said, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Two become one. As I told you, God-man is one, is man in God, man plus God, or God plus man. And you become Guru man, then you become God man. There is a mirror, the light radiates here. You do not see the mirror, but you see the light. You can see the light, we draw the full benefit of the light in that. Try to follow what I am placing before you. This is something practical. Why all Masters impressed on Guru Bhakti, devotion to the Master. Hafiz explained that his heart was so full of the Beloved that the thought of his being altogether gone. He said, my self is so much suffused with the Guru that I have forgotten who I am. I see it is He. Not now I, but Christ is in me. This is the first time to derive full benefit from the Guru. He is God-man. If you become Guru-man, then you automatically become God-man. He also says, I am become the body, mantan shavam, to janshavi, person say, I am the body, I may become the body, you have become my life. They should not say afterward that you and I are two different people. These are the things given by the masters to enable us to derive the full benefit of their company. Simply abiding by commandments is the first step. One third you will have it. Two third you will have it only when you dwell receptively. When you feel which you are, I know, you feel easier. So all masters say the same thing in various physiological. At another place, Hafiz says, I have been grafted to my friend, to my guru. Grafted. You know what is meant by grafted? If a branch of one tree is embedded into the another tree, the fruit will be of that very tree, mother tree. But the perfume and the taste will be of the mother tree. There are subtle points for children with that to understand why masters have given this devotion to the Guru as the foremost thing to have full benefit of God. So Hafiz says, I have been grafted to my Guru. When you graft two branches, what happens? The fruit from that appears to be the same, but the color and fragrance is that of the mother tree. Don't you feel like that? Nowadays, you see all this grafting going on with one tree or the other. One is grafted to the Guru, then there's no fear of anything. From then on, there's no birth, no death, no more coming and going and creating. Because Guru doesn't die. He never leaves it till the end of the world. He's not the body. We take him as body to start with. This is the first step. Unless you lose in him or he loses you, manifests in you, and you are no more, you feel like that. It is I, not now I, but Christ lives in me. I give you other examples too, to follow what is what. These are subtle points to be understood and given out by all masters who came in the past. So you'll find no illusion, no negative power, for one is drawn into the very nectar of life. What is God meant? He is the nectar of life. He is the bread of life. He is the nectar, I mean, of Naam, of world. Once it so happened, Ramakrishna was sitting and there was one plate full of honey. He asked Vivekananda, look here, you are a bee from which you eat this honey. He said, I will eat from the side. Then why? Because my wings may not be. You must show that I may die. Then it always looks as if the sea of immortality plunge headlong into it. So what is Guru? You follow me, my point. Guru is not the body, the power manifested. Him is the Guru. And he manifests in, draws your all attention from outside and gives you contact with that. So plunge headlong into it. Anyone who has done this has no fear of death. So when you know a Guru, you become a Guru. Surely. Valira Vali Vishnathan. He still remains no more. So that is why, you see, all masters So what is the criterion? If a man has become such, he grafted with the Guru, I'll give you criterion. Put the same question to the Guru and the same question to the disciple. He's living 100 miles away. He will reply the same words, in the same words. There are one in two and two in one. This is what meant by Guru Mukha. Such like people are chosen by God to continue all this work. So all masters say the same thing, you see. So devotion to the Guru is the first step. And those who become one with Him, they become one with the Lord. Because with whom you become one, He is one with God, so naturally you are one with God. This is the simplest way of realizing God, most easily. So you can see this point, bring at home, there are things to explain these things. Painter of one country came to another country and presented himself to the king of that country that he knows in painting, he is very expert in painting. Let us give us some time, we'll show our art in painting. So king allowed him one side of the hall, big hall, all you work on it. The painters of the same country came up to him, sir, we also know this art. Would you kindly allow for some art to try to represent our own art? All right. They put a screen in the middle of the hall so that one man cannot see the other. When there's competition, naturally nobody allows anybody else to see that what he is doing. He may copy. So they began to work in their own way. King was visiting now and then. He was seeing the men who have come from the other country, they were doing something daily. On the other side, the man was not doing anything. After a month when that painting was ready, they invited him to kindly visit. Our art is ready now, you may kindly see. When he came in, he was wonderstruck, very beautiful painting, very astonishing also to his mind. Then the other requested, will you kindly look about what we have done? When the skin was taken off, to great astonishment and amazement of the king, the same very painting done was on the other wall. He was seeing all through the months they had done nothing. And more, there are in that painting there are blemishes here, there somewhere. That very blemishes are not there. So king asked, what have you done? Sir, we have done nothing. We are firmly rubbing the wall so that that can reflect. You understand what is meant by Guru Vanda? When all thoughts except the Guru remain, nothing there. All thoughts are rubbed out. This is meant by Guru Man. That is why I place you all in before that everything I would say. You reflect everything of the Guru in you if you become Guru Mukha. Guru Mukha means to become the mouth of speech of the Guru. And God then is the mouthpiece of God. So I will tell you, now quote you something from the original sayings of the Master. These words of the Master are with us for our guidance. Now we see how can we find the guidance of such a Guru? How can we find it? Everybody wants. So for that Kabir replies, he says,
Guru appears when the child is ready. And what is readiness? One thing. He should be, to sit at the feet of somebody. And also he should have acting in posing. Really was Guru. If he has not got any, he should only be open that I have not got anything. Let others not be misguided. He should be true to his own self. Has he found the Guru called? If no, say no. This is the first thing. We say something, really we do not have it, this should be avoided. And we should not only boast of, we know so much this and that, but God sees within you who you are, what you are. And further, he must have the, what you say, humility to go to somebody. Generally, men, those who are puffed with knowledge, outer knowledge, they would not dare to go to somebody. I know much, why should I go? Those who are very rich, they also don't care. We can invite such people at our homes. Those are in power. They are so, we can, why do we need all this? So if he is humility, then only we go. Now what we should do if we want really after God, then what we should do? We know whatever we know. Go to him, hear him, what he says. What your learning is done, not take away anything. Simply hear what he says. He may have said something else other than what you know. If a glass is put under a tumbler of water, underneath, naturally that glass is full of water. If you put the glass above the tumbler of the water, how can you? So these qualifications, when there are, naturally all men can derive good benefit. So, we have to look to our heart. Really we want? We do say, had we come in the time of Christ and the time of Guru Nanak or such and such, have you not done it? How can we have these things? He says, you should be, must be true to your heart. Do you want it really? Then you will surely have it. Guru appears on the chair and ready. Where is God? God is also residing within this man body, controlling us in the man body. He sees what really after. He sees the very trend of our mind going where? When he sees the child is yearning for me, cannot live without me, he makes some arrangement where he is manifest to bring me in contact with them. A man with eyes, the man who has got no eyes, how can he catch a man with eyes? It is only God makes arrangement, some or other, to bring him in contact with the one who is yearning for him, to manifest the same God which already is there, but to manifest, give a demonstration of it. So Guru Ram Das prayed, O God, meet me such a Guru, such a Master, who is Paras. Paras means there is a stone which is touched with any metal, that metal is turned into gold. O God, give me the contact of such a Guru, by coming in contact with which we may become gold. You see, what prayer is heard by God? When what you, your heart, your brain and your mouth agree, what you wish at your heart, that is given through the mouth, and the same you think, that is true. When these three things agree, that is the true prayer. So he prayed, that my prayer was granted. And what happened? So I met with such a Guru that he did not only make a goal, but he made him the very himself, Paras. Paras is a stone which is when touched with many form of metal that turns into gold. He did not turn me into gold, but he made him the very stone itself. And what I was, he said, I was mere the crust or the Jangal, what is that? You see, that I was not even met. So God grants what you want, really, at heart. Even now, what do people see and what such a man who wants to meet God? We generally, you see, after the pleasures of this world or the pleasures of the other world or of the heaven or the swarg make on so many higher planes, such a man does not want anything except to meet God. That's a ruling passion in him, to see God. They don't want from God even salvation. They want to have a divine beautiful, divine look. It so happened once that Lord Krishna was away from the gopis for some time. They were very much pining over his separation, going away from them for some time. She was crying, panting, and Lord Krishna sent his devotee, the name by Udo, go and tell them, well, Lord is within you. The word Krishna means that comes from the root Kiri. Kiri means we near to soul, God. Then the God is also resides in you, He is the controlling power within you. Why you feel so much admiration and cry? So he went, explained all this very beautiful talk he gave to the gopi. They said, look here, Udo, whatever you do is all right. Now tell us, with all these things, our eyes are hungry to see that very blessed face of the Lord Krishna. Is there any remedy for it? With all this lecture you help us? So those who are really after God, God must meet them. He'll make some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where He's manifest. So what our condition is, we are under great delusion. That delusion starts from the body. Because we are having the body, we become identified with the body. We work from the level of the body. That's a great delusion. Body is made of matter which is changing every moment of life. And the world around us is also made of matter changing at the same speed the our body is changing. As we are identified with the body, that appears to be stationary. This is a great grand delusion. So everybody under that delusion, learned or the unlearned both. So you enter any cottage which is full of smoke, see, then what will happen? Your clothes will be affected, become smoky, black. So this is our condition. Oh, unless we rise above body consciousness, we cannot evade all this outer deception. We start from the body itself. But those who are really after God, you see, we meet the Guru. What does the Guru do? He takes him out of the bulk of the body. These things impress through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, through the mouth, to the skin. All these impressions come from outside, you see. Unless he rises above that level, he cannot evade these things. So Guru's first step is to take him out of the bulk of the body, give him the mercy, open the single eye within to see the light of God. You rise above the level of the outward faculties, naturally, outward impressions won't affect you. So those who have met the Guru and they are living up to what the Guru says, they evade all these things. One master says, he says, oh God, you have put an on a plank and put it in the stream of the water of the stream
Again you say, look here, don't let your clothes be not wet. How can that not be wet? We are on a plank rowing down, sitting, going with the stream, water of the stream. Naturally, where's your affections? The only way to escape ourselves from these outward impressions is to rise above body consciousness. That is the foremost, first step for spirituality. When the world philosophy ends, there the religion starts. Religion means re means back, leisure to bind. He says, such like people, they live in the world. Ducks remain in the water, you see, but they're not, whenever they fly quite dry. They are in the world, yet not in the world, yet out of it. Their boat of life is in the water, but water of the stream is not in the boat. That's the difference. This is what is true disciple gets from the Master. So Kavir says, only then you consider that you have met really a Master, you have followed it, if you lose all attachment. All physical ailments do not pinch you. If any heavenly disaster come up, you are ready to go. When you find these three things within you, think that you have become really a disciple, not before. See what is awaiting you, wonderful life. But that starts from keeping the commandments of the Master, that devotion to the Guru. So that is why, you see, Master comes to give up. He gives an example. One tree of chandan, chandan the tree, you see, very perfume giving, you see. They give only some cooling effect. And it is said this poison snake, they are just encircling down the stem of that tree to get cool. He says we have to want to take that wood, you see. How can we have juice of that tree which is encircled by all snakes, poison snakes? Then he said there's only one way, to cut the snakes with the sword and then have it. Now this all, this manifestation of God, it is all that tree, you see. It's all God personified. And Maya, delusion, is encircling the whole world. Because we see from the level of the man body, that is great delusion. When you rise above it, only can do. But how to rise above body consciousness? Some master give you a way up. So that is a way to be out of this great delusion, you see. He said, what is the effect? He says, there are heaps of wood stacked. You put little fire to the whole, all are consumed to little few little ashes. Similarly, said, if you come to contact with the God man, he gives you contact with the water and the bread of life within you. By coming the light of God and that nada of God, the music of the spheres, by coming in contact with that, what happens? All your sins of the past lives, maybe hundreds, when you come in contact, all those sins are washed away if you get a little spark of light within you by the Master. As fire, all these heaps of wood are burned down to ashes, similarly all our heaps, unlimited sins of the past can be turned to ashes if you get a little of the light which is given by the Master and you come in contact with that. So now he says, then who is a sadhu? Who is a master? Who is? He says, he is the one in which God is manifest. He is world made flesh. His name, nam, manifested in him. What's the result? When you come in contact with him, or come within the, what you say, area of field of action of the radiation which comes out of the master, that enables you to see God by radiation, because the world made flesh, each man has radiation of his own, or whatever within him that's radiated outside. And you know the God is manifest, light and sound principle in you. Sit within the area of that radiation, you will have the same effect with you. You begin to see God. Yes? What's the matter? You want it? Then out it goes. So for that they say, if you come in contact with him and sit within the radiation of the master, then you begin to see God. One by radiation. When you go to a man who uses, sells all these perfumes, he doesn't give you anything, even you have got perfume all free, because the atmosphere is charged with the perfume. And if you sit by him, and he gives you a little fire of scent, then this is something like that. He says, always have the company of such. How can you get, I just told you, how can we come in contact with such a guru appears when he chid already. But those who are cut off from God, from within, don't have their company. They're just like knotted thread with the knots in the thread, you see. Can you take out any thread and weave a cloth? No. Those who have not seen God, you see, however intellectual may be, they cannot give you these things. So for that thing he advises, okay, company of a manifest God in man is what is needed, and what will affect is radiating that he will begin to radiate within you. Even by sitting you get the radiation, you have the perfume, and he gives you something in contact from within, you will have become the same Paras. Now he says what to do, what is the remedy for all that. He says that God resides in you. That wonderful water of life, bed of life is within you. He gives you contact with that, open. He does not ask you wait till years or months or anything. He gives you something to start with from the very first day, by giving you something to start with, that you have to dwell from day to day. So what the ultimate goal will be, you will become what he is. So every king wants his sons to become kings, not ministers. Every saint wants you to become like him. So this is what is generally we have. For that you will find what is required. So if you get such like, I mean, company of such a saint, then what you should do? Go on with it. Enjoy the full benefit of his company. So if you find such like people, natural, I think, the wish of anybody would be that we should remain in his custody, near him, within the radiation of his such a master. So Guru Ramdas tells us, O God, I pray, let him become the slave of such a master. How long? He says, until the last breath is taken. We would like to die at his feet, you see, if we find such master opportunity.
we just realize all these things I have spoken to you, naturally you want we should die at your feet. So he says, so long as my breathing going on, I wish my last breath should go out at his feet. I should continue in his presence. Now you say, how can you live with the master all along? Physical presence of the master cannot be unregretted. But if you have dwelt with receptivity, you can have that benefit by sitting at hundreds and thousands of miles from him. Wireless, you see, wireless telegraphy. It is what you, the very trick is going on there. So Kabir says, if your master is living across seven oceans and you are sitting this side, direct your attention to him. There should nothing remain between you and him. You, by television you see, by radio you hear, from thousands of miles, you become receptive. I gave you the criterion of one who has become like that, guru man. You ask the same question from the guru and ask the same question from the disciples, you see. They have said, uttered the same words, because they are one and two is one. Now you follow what is meant by discipleship. What is meant by real initiate. So says, he prayed for it. He says, this is the thing what is Shankar, the greatest man of knowledge in the history of the Rishi. He also wanted that. First he believed, soul is God and God is soul in all respects. Then he says, God is, soul is a part of it. Then ultimately he turned to be worshipper of an incarnation, where the God of manifest. So this he says, I have prayed, Guru Ram Dass says, because even the Shankar, the most intelligent man in the world, wanted it. He says, even the Narad, who is considered the king of all devotees of Bhakti Yoga, he also wanted all this. And they also believe to be, that is on the spot of by some power, you see, that is being carried out. So there is a story goes, parable go to demonstrate certain things. What is that parable? That the one, you see, Bishisht, he was a devotee of the satsang. He knew this knowledge. What is had by the contact with the Godhead. The other was who was, had 50,000 years of penances which he had undergone. He had very great power too. So both had to talk with each other. They said the penances, the highest thing to be followed. And Vishesh said, no, only come in contact with the Guru. That is the highest thing. Nobody could decide, only that parable goes, they went to Brahma, the creator of the world. They put this question, which is greater of the two? Penances are the contact with the saint. They say both are very strong people, they would not listen to my words. Then he went to Vishnu. He also heard the same thing. He said, well, they are very strong people, both of them, they sent it to Shiva. Shiva also, I don't see, it's a very great tangle, I would not be able to solve it, and he sent it to the power which is taking, supporting all creation, this what? They went to him. Well, our question is, which is higher, the company of the saints, or the parents in general, at the physical level or prana level? He said, well, dear friend, I've got a great burden of the whole earth over my head, just take off for a while so that I may come round and decide, hear you and decide your point. Now, Vishesh told the other man, all right, now try your luck. You've got so much power of the penance, 60,000. He put in something of 20,000, 40,000 the earth could not rise above over the head. Then he put all 60,000 powers, years power, planets is done. The earth little lifted from the head, again sat down on the head. He said, to decide, you know, what should I decide? It's already again there. Then the Vishnu said, look here, I give thee only what I've gained. You see? What for an hour or so, what I've gained in the company of the saints. Then the result was the earth lifted above the head and stayed there. Then decide, the question decides. It means what gives you the company of the saints that you cannot have by putting hundreds of years in penance. So that is why Guru Ram Das says, I want this, I pray for it.